Tarquinel Woodsoddle came strolling up, and Wagdenaer had slipped curtly.
Come on, slippy old rat, back to work, what? Lots of sticky pots to be washed. They be making honey pudding and maple toffee apples. Sticks the pots and pans up frightfully, you know. Mellis sent me, said if you don't come, she'll be down here and fetch you herself. You don't want that, what?
Blaggart stared nonplussed at his companion.
But, Captain, I thought you said you was the cook in charge.
Tarquin chuckled at the thought of Slip ruling the kitchen.
Oh, he's in charge all right. Lord of all the greasy dishwater, king of the pots and pans. Well, old thing, are you coming?
Slip gnawed a sticky claw, his bravado shattered by the thought of the fearsome Mellis standing over him, inspecting each dish to see it was clean. He clung to Blaggart, whimpering.
Don't let him take me, mate. You wouldn't let him cruelly use your old captain as a galley slave, would you?
Leave the captain here, sir.
Blaggart appealed to Tarquin.
Those young'uns need watching. I've got to take the mermaids and the mouse babe for their afternoon stroll. Ahoy there, you two! Come on now!
Tarquin winked at Slip.
Right-ho, but don't forget those pots and pans or Mellis will remind you with a ladle, what?
The two Dibbons held Blaggart's paws as they guarded him around the back of the main abbey building. As they went, he questioned them.
You sure that it's the real secret hidden treasure of Redwall's abbey?
The mouse babe gave an exasperated sigh at Blaggart's ignorance.
Course we're sure. It's the most secretest treasure in all the world, isn't it, Virgil?
The mole maid smiled and tapped their nose knowingly.
Yer, that it be, and only us'ns know where it be buried.
At the southeast gable of the abbey, the mouse babe planted his back firmly against the wall and began striding out in measured steps, counting. Blaggart and Firtil followed.
1, 2, 3, 5, 7... 6, 24, 11.
The mole maid nodded her head in admiration.
Brr, I wished I knowed how to count in numbers like e mouse baby do. E'm terrible clever.
Blaggart watched the little figure striding boldly out.
20, 50, 6, 48, 2 again, 11, 12.
Bless me, education's a wonderful thing. Look at him go.
The mouse babe halted at the southeast corner of the outer wall, and he pointed down.
There, you have to dig now.
Blaggart looked at the spot.
Who dug the hole in the first place?
Firtil pointed a digging claw at herself.
I did, sir. Oh, twere hard work, I tell ye.
Blaggart leaned up against the wall.
You're a mole. Why can't you dig the treasure up?
The mouse babe looked at him as if he had taken leave of his senses.
Because she messed up her frock digging it in the first place. Do you want to get her sending off to bed again, silly?